Kiribos, I hope all is well. Good vach. Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Tes Zion. And as usual, we need to be marbe in our Torah, in our learning, in our chesed, right, for the Yeshua of Am Yisrael. Right, Mitzvah Shem, we should be zochah to gula shlema b'mher v'yameinu. And we're going to do that by learning the daf. So let's get to the daf right now. Again, we could recap the Mishnah, but I think it just makes sense to read it, even though most of you probably went past the Mishnah yesterday. But okay, the Mishnah says on Tes Vav, Amabez like this. Chamisha tamin, right? There are five things that are tam, right? And v'chamisha muadin, and there are five things, right, that are muad, right? Habeema ema muadis. A behema is not muad, i.e., a behema is tam, an animal is tam. Lo ligach, not to gore. Lo ligof, is to jostle or push. Lo lishoch, not to bite. Lo lirbots, to sit on something. Lo livot, or to kick. Hashen muedes lechol zaroylo. Hashen, right, again, the mouth of the animal, right, it's muad to eat something normal, like something that the animal would normally eat. Haregel muedes lishbor baderech hilucha, and the regel, right, is to kick, right, to break something as it's walking, not to kick, right, but to break something as it's walking, that's normal. Vashor hamuad, right, there's a shore that is muad to gore. Vashor hamazik brishus hanizak, and the shore that damages, right, in the rishus of the nizak, and the guy who got damaged on his property, ve'adam, right, and a person, hazeev ve'ari ve'ado ve'namer ve'bardalus ve'nachash, all those animals, right, wolf, lion, bear, leopard, bardalus, we'll talk about, also usually cheetah or something, like I think that's how they translate nowadays in modern Hebrew anyway, ve'nachash is obviously a snake, harei elu mu'adim, those are always mu'ad. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says, "Bizbanchein bnei tarbus. If you somehow tamed them, if you somehow domesticated them, ina muadim, they are not muad. V'hanachash muad leolam, but the snake, however, right, is always muad." So the Gemara says immediately, "Midikatani shashen muedes lechol." Right, for the fact that we started off by saying that the Mishnah that the shane, right, is muad to eat something normal, mechal de bechotzer hanizak askina. That seems to imply that we're in the chatzar hanizak, right? That we're in the property of the guy who got damaged, because again, that's bir b'steacher, right? That's eating, right, in another field, the field of the person damaged. Apparently, we're dealing with a case where the damage was done, right, in the chatzar, the property of the nizak. V'katani behema in muedes l'shalim kule, and we said the behema is not going to pay, right, all of it, meaning the shalim kule. Meaning, again, when we said v'katani behema in muedes l'shalim in muedes kama, sorry, probably better read it like that. We said the animal is not mued, i.e., the animal is tam, right, meaning to pay all of it, meaning it should pay avachatzi nezek mishalames, right, to pay chatzi nezek. So money, whose shita is that? That's the Rabbanan, right? Because then we saw Machlokas Rabbanan, Rabbi Tarfon, right, if you remember a couple days ago. That's the Rabbanan. She did. Amri Mishuna Karen, Mishuna Karen, right? If you have a Mishuna Karen, meaning that something that's Tam, right? That's a short Tam, referring to a short Tam, right? Chatzi Nezek, who the Mishalim, right? If that happens in the property of the Nizak, right, you're going to pay Chatzi Nezek, right? And problem is, right, it seems like the Seifa doesn't hold like that. The Ema Seifa, Shor HaMuad, Shor HaMazik, B'Shus HaNizak, V'Adam, right? All of those cases, right? Shor HaMuad, Shor that damages someone else's property, and the guy in the Nizak's property, and a person, right? That, right, Asan the Rabbi Tarfon, right? That's Rabbi Tarfon. Damar Mishuna Karen, B'Chazar Nizak, Nezek Shalim, the Mishalim. If you have Mishuna Karen, right, Karen is different, right, is a strange, right, it's not normal, but you're going to pay full chatzina. You're going to pay nezek shalim if you're in the chatzir and the property of the nizak. Right, so reisha rabbanan and sefer rabbi tarfon. Right, so how do you work through that? Right, the first part of the brayse seems to be the rabbanan shita. We're going to pay chatzina nezek. According to the sefa, we're going to pay nezek shalim. Right, that's rabbi tarfon. That's the machlokes we had a couple days ago. So Gemara says in ekonami that sometimes the mishnah, right, has different opinions without stating them beferish. Right, it says in ekonami damar leshmul rav yehuda. Again, we also had this before, if you remember. Shmuel said to Rav Huna, Shinana, right, sharp one, Shavuk Mesnizen, right, forget the way that you're interpreting the Mishnah, Vesa Abasrai, right, go after me, and I'll explain to you. It means that Reisha Rabbanam, Sefer Rabbi Tarfon, right, that the first part is Rabbanam, the second part is Rabbi Tarfon. A different way of understanding the Mishnah, perhaps. Rabbi Elazar, Mishmei de Rav Amar, actually, cooler Rabbi Tarfon. Actually, you could hold that, we could figure out a way that it's all Rabbi Tarfon. Reisha, the first part, again, when we said you pay Chatzin Nezek for Karen, right, and then Nezek Shalim for Shane Regal, that seems to be like the Rabbanan. That case is, no, that case is Bechatzar, Mivedis, Laperz, Laechamehem, Lezel, the Shvarim. Right, from the chatzar we're talking about, both of them are allowed to use peros. Again, we had some similar discussion like this before, if you remember. Right, both of them are allowed to use it for peros, for produce, whatever. No, sorry, one of them is allowed to use it for produce, and both of them are allowed to use it for a short, for a shvarim. So the gabe shein, if it's shein, in terms of shein, so that's considered to be bier bister acher. That's considered to be someone else's property, the nizak's property, the havile chazar nizak, right? And therefore, right, you have to pay nazik sholim. The gabe karen, havi rishus harabim, since it's karen rishus harabim, right? So then even Rabbi Tarfon is moda, in that case, you're going to pay chatzin nazik. Good. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, one second. Amar Rizal Shmei the Kameder of Zvid min Haradah. Amar Lini, I said this to Rav Zvid, and he said to me, Mi matzis mok maskuli Rabbi Tarfon. Can you really say that the whole mission is Rabbi Tarfon? Right? Katani Yashena Muedes Lechol is a Roylo, Roylo in, Rashain Roylo lo. Right? The mission says that with Shane, right, so the animal is chayiv to pay if whatever it's normal for it to eat, that's, right, you know, then you're going to pay Nazik Shalim. But if it eats something that's not normal, right, you're only going to pay Chatzin Nazik for that, meaning implying that if it eats something totally random, you can. You're not going to pay Nezik Shalim. If you're Rabbi Tarfon, Amar Mishuna Karen Bechatzar Nizak, Nezik Shalim Mishalim. Right, Rabbi, one second, Rabbi Tarfon holds that if you eat something random, something that's not normal, still, if it's in the Chatzar Nizak, right, he's going to pay Nezik Shalim. Again, because it's Mishuna Karen, if it's something, some sort of strange thing for the animal to do, right, even though it's eating, right, with Shane, but it's considered to be something Mishuna, right, something weird, so that's Mishuna Makaren, you're going to pay Nezek Shalem, you're going to pay full Nezek, and this Mishnah says you pay Chatzin Nezek. So Elos, Rav Zvid said, really, forget, not, it's not the other option here, right, one option we said is Rabbi Tarfon, the Mishnah is the Reisha is Rabbanon, and the Seifa is Rabbi Tarfon. Then we just tried to say that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Tarfon. Now Rav Zvid didn't like that, so he throws it out, says, no, you could learn that the whole Mishnah is not Rabbi Tarfon, the whole Mishnah is the Rabbanon. And then and we're missing some words here. We got to add some words. And it means, right, as follows. Chamisha taminein. There are five times. Okay, yada yada yada. Right, but if any of those, right, had a situation where they became muad, meaning they did it three times, right? It's machlokas with three, four. Okay, whatever. But then, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, but let's say they do it three times, then they become muad. Is that the machlokas or something? I'm not sure why my brain snagged on that detail, but okay, the weiter. The muadin chamishasan muadin, v'shein regal muadin miskilasan. Right, that if they became tam, meaning those five things that they said that the shor is tam to do, right? If they did it three times, then it's going to be a shor muad. And but shein regal, that's always muad. That for it's a normal, it's normal for it to eat, for it to walk. V'heichan. Ha-dosan, that doesn't mean they're ados, but it means where is they going to become a muad? Where are they going to end up having, right? What scenario could you have a short muad in this case? That's b'chatzar hanizak. That's only in the chatzar hanizak. And we're talking about shein and regal. I mean, we're not talking about karen whatsoever, right? That's not shaykh, right? B'chalot, the machlokes, Rabbi Tarfon and the Rabbanan. And that's talking about shein and regal, meaning that b'chatzar hanizak, that where shein and regal, right, our muad mitchilasa, right, that's going to be in the Chatzar Nizak. Good. Maskula, Ravina says, Hakatani l'kaman, but one second. Mishnah says in Daf Chof Dalid, Shor Hamazik, Birshus HaNizak, Ketzad, what's the scenario where a shor damages, right, in Birshus HaNizak? Yiyamarta b'shlama ayriba, meaning, and then, again, that's the machlokas, Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, right, talking about, that's our machlokas, right, Yiyamarta b'shlama ayriba mishim, if you're telling me that that's what we're dealing with, right, mishim hachi katani ketzad, I mean, that's why it says, ketzad, how does it work? Meaning, that if you're telling me we're already talking about that situation, that case, that machlokas keren, right, birshus anizak, right, so that's why it says ketzad, right, but if you're saying that our mission is not talking about keren birshus anizak, rather it's talking about shein and regal, right, and how are they supposed to be muad, right, how you just, like we just reinterpreted the brisa, that they're muad in the chatzar anizak, right, they're talking about shein and regal, we're not talking about keren, i.e. we're not talking about the machlokas Rabbi Tarfon and the chachamim. So my ketzad. So why does the Mishnah say ketzad? How so? Usually, again, that's in economy. That's in the second parak. But like lechora, if you're dealing with our scenarios, with our cases, right, it makes sense to say ketzad. But if you're not dealing with it whatsoever, you would imagine they would have to introduce the whole machlokas. It doesn't say anything about that. So the Gemara says, Ella Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no. Chisur and Mechsura, let's change the Mishnah like this. V'achi getani means to say like this. Chamisha tamim heim. Again, there are five actions that the shor is going to be tam. V'im huadu chamisha asim muad. And if they did it, you know, several times, then it's going to be muad. V'shein regal muad mitchilason. Right? Shein and regal are always muad. V'zeu shor ha-muad. And this is a shor ha-muad that we mentioned, right? That's what the Torah is talking about. This is the shor ha-muad, the famous shor ha-muad that the Torah is talking about. V'shor now, v'shor amazik, b'shor zanizak, machogas Rabbi Tov and Rabbanon. And then we add this line at the end, v'shor amazik, b'shor zanizak, anytime the shor damages, right? V'shor zanizak, that's already the machogas Rabbi Tov, right? And the chachamim that we have been discussing. And then the Mishnah continues, right? Again, Hazeva, V'hariva, Dova, Bardlas, V'namar, V'nachash. Good. Tanya Damehaka, we also learned in the Braisa exactly this same interpretation of our Mishnah. Chamisha Tamim, there are five times. Muadu, Chamashas, Muadin. If they become Muad, fine, they become Muad. Shane Regal, Muad, didn't lift Chilasan. Shane Regal is always Muad. V'zeu Shora Muad. This is the Shora Muad, right? Famous from the Psukim. V'shora Mazik, Mishus, Anizak, Machogaz, Rabbanan, Rabbanan. And that's the Machogaz, Rabbanan. V'ish Muad, Machem, Shekayot, Ba'elu. There are other types of muad that start out muad like Shane and Regel. V'azeva, Ariva, Adova, Namer, V'abardalas, V'anachash. Fine, good. That's exactly how we just interpreted the Mishnah. Igu deramu le'mirma. Some people said that basically we have the exact same end game, but a little bit different in terms of the back and forth. In terms of the Shakla Vitaria, it's a little bit different, but in the end, it's the same. We just quote it differently. That's Igu deramu le'mirma. Some people said it's a stira. That on the one hand, Tanan, Chamisha Tamim, Chamisha Mu'adim, right, that there are five Tam and five Mu'ad, Vesuleka, but aren't there more situations where you're going to have Mu'ad, right? The Ve'ika, what about Vazeva, Riva, Dova, Nemer, Bardalas, Vanachash, right? Those animals. But Mishani, we answered, yeah, Amravina, Chazir, Mechzra, Enechanami, meaning that, yes, the Mishnah lists off five, and then proceeds to count, you know, what is it, five or six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven more. No. Five, six more. I don't know why I did that. Okay, good. Six more. But anyway, so yes, Amar Ravina, Chazir Mechzra. V'achi Ketani is missing words, right? Chamisha Tamim Hem, V'muadu, Chamisha Muados, V'muadin, V'shen Rega Muadin, V'chilason, V'zeu Shor Amuad, this is the famous Shor Amuad, V'shor Amazik, V'shor Sanizik, Machogaz, Rabbi Tarvim, V'Rabbanan, right? V'yesh Muadin Acherim, Shekayos Be'elu, right? Hazei V'ari V'ado, V'namer V'abardlas, V'anachash. Okay, fine. Good. Velo lirbots, right? So lirbots and velo lirbots means not to sit. When again, not just sitting stam, but sitting and breaking something. Amrei Rebelazer, Rebelazer says lo shano ella pachim gedolim. That's only pachim gedolim, right? Because it's mishun. It's not normal. That's a little bit again. That's going to be therefore keren, and therefore it's chatzinazek because it's not normal for an animal to break. Right, pachim gedolim. Now, pachim ketanim, but that's already orchehu. That's already normal. So therefore, that would be muad, and you'd have to pay nezek shalim. The Gemara says lema maseyele. Maybe the brisa that we're going to quote is a proof. To this interpretation, habayim muad is lahalech kadarko l'shaber ulemayches adam as a meivim as a kelim. An animal normally right walks and breaks and crushes people and other animals and kelim. Again, that seems to be that it's a muad if it does this, if it sits and crushes something. So the Gemara says, no, double min atzad. Maybe what it means is that it's breaking animals, right? Breaking different people while it walks min atzad from the side. Not necessarily that it sat on it and walks against a wall or whatever it is. So that maybe it's min atzad. But sitting on a big kli, that could be mishuna, that could be a situation of tam, quote unquote, and therefore you would pay chatzin nazik. Okay, you get down. Some people say again a little bit different. Amar Belazer, lo tema pachim gedolim hu delav orche, al pachim ketanim orchehu, ella filu pachim ketanim nami lav orchehu. That not only is it big kalim that is not normal for animals to sit on, even small kalim, it would be chatzinazik would be kind of weird, and therefore it would be considered to be keren, and then you wouldn't pay nazik shalom. So Gemara says, Meisei, hold on, I'll ask one kasha. One second, doesn't the Braisa say ulamaya chazadam esveim esakelim like we brought before? Right, the animal is going to be muad to break that type of stuff. So Rabbi Lazar, Dilma min atzad, again the same way we answered. Maybe it's talking about just kind of smushing them against the side, against the wall, or whatever, knocking into them instead of sitting on them. Ika d'amar le'mir, and also some come to the same conclusion just through a different phraseology. Some people pointed out a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Tanan v'lo lirbots, it's not muad to sit. Right, but Tanya and the Braisa says, "Ulamaya chazadam esabeim esakelim." Isn't it muad to crush these type of things, people, kalim, etc.? So Amar Rabbi Lazar, again, that's what we said. Lo kasher kam pachim gedolim, kam pachim ketanim. Right, this is like the first way we said that it depends. If it's big pachim, so then that's not normal. But pachim ketanim, right? But small utensils and small kalim, so then it would be normal for the animal to crush them. Hazei v'ari, again, we had all these animals. The Gemara says, "My bardalas." Apparently, they knew what the other ones were. What's a bardalas? Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Nafrza. So, okay, not helpful. The Gemara says, my Nafrza. Well, what's that? So I'm Rav Yosef, Apa. Okay, or Afa. Well, it says it's an Afa. So Amesvei, so he has the following kasha. One second. Rav Meir Omer, Afa Tzavoa, that a Tzavoa is also an animal that's muad, he adds on to the list of the Mishnah. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, afa nachash, even a snake. Vamar Rabbi Yosef, zavoa zo apa. Or that zavoa is an apa. So, one second. If you're telling me you're adding an apa, right, then you're telling me that Bardulis is an apa. So, which one is it? Right, so, the Gemara says, lokasha, again, kan betzavoa zachar. Right, kan betzavoa nakeva. Depends on whether it's male or female. Right, the Tanya's learning. Rabbi said, zavoa zachar, acha sheveshanim nasa atalef. Bit of a, I'm not sure how this works, but a male tzavoa, whatever that is, right, for after 7 years becomes atalef. Atalef is a bat. Atalef la'achar shevashanim nasa arpad. After 7 years, it becomes an arpad. Arpad la'achar shevashanim nasa kimush, becomes a kimush. That's already a type of what's it called? A type of plant, if I'm not mistaken. What am I here? Yeah, kimush la'achar shevashanim nasa choch, another type of plant like a thorn or something. And choch la'achar shevashanim nasa shade. Apparently, after 7 years, it becomes a shade. Okay, fine. Shidr shaladam la'achar shevashanim nasa nachash. And fascinatingly enough, the spine of a person after 7 years, right in the ground, becomes a snake. Right? I'm not sure if it's necessarily literal, but okay. Fine. Immediately, delo karamodim, and that's bemodim. That's only if a person never bowed down when he said modim. But if a person does, right, bow when he says modim, so then they're not going to have that happen to them. Okay. Amar Mar says Rabbi Meir Omer Af Hatzavoa. Again, we added the tzavoa right to this list. Rabbi Lazar Omer Af Hanachash. Rabbi Lazar says even a snake. I van Antanan. Rabbi Lazar Omer Bisman Shein Bnei Tarbos Inemu Adim Vanachash Mor LaOlam. But didn't we say one second? Didn't we have that list? I mean, Rabbi Lazar is adding a snake, but didn't Rabbi Lazar himself say that a snake is always muad? So why would he have to add that to the Mishnah? Right, and so the Gemara says Tani Nachash. No, I say in Rechanami, not Va'afa Nachash. Rabbi Lazar says Nachash. Meaning that the brisa that we just quoted that Rabbi Meir was adding a tzavoa, yeah, and then Rabbi Lazar is adding a snake. He's not really adding a snake. He just says Nachash. That forget the af. Meaning he's not adding it to the Mishnah. Fine, so that's exactly what we had in the Mishnah. Amr Shmuel says, Ari Bershusar Avim, Daras V'achal Potter, Taraf V'achal Chayef. If you have a lion that's in Rishusar Avim, not sure why people are walking around Rishusar Avim with a lion, okay, fine, probably should put that in a cage somewhere. Anyway, if it Daras V'achal, if it tore apart and then ate something, right, so then it's going to be Chayef, and not it, but you are going to be Chayef, right, for not taking care of this animal. Rashi says that he points out that it ate it while it was still alive. I mean, again, the pshat is being that usually a lion, right, does not have to like eat quietly, right, and take the animal that's killing away. It's not afraid or anything. So basically, the lion is normal, right, that it would it's not going to really destroy something, right, and eat it right there. What's it called? If it's eating when it's still alive, right? Normally it'll kill it. Before eating it. If it ate it, Mama was still alive, I kind of like, you know, Every Menachai style, then it's going to be Potter. But if it tore it apart, right, Tarf Achal, and then he ate it, so then it's going to be Chayef. Meaning he killed it, and then he ate it, then it's going to be Chayef. Because again, we're talking about Mishuna and regular activities for an animal. What do you have to be nervous about when you, for some reason, are a lion tamer? Daras V'Achal Potter. Again, if you tore it apart and you ate it, then you're going to be Potter. Cave into Orcha the Midras. Again, that's what basically the Gemara is saying, is that any animal, the normal way that it acts, right, you have to be careful, then you're going to be chayev nezek sholem, right, if you don't, what's it called? Oh, no, I'm sorry, not nezek sholem, you're going to be chayev, you're going to be potter in this case. Why? Because that, sorry, let's just clarify what we're talking about, we'll get back into the Gemara. Basically, the Gemara is saying that for any other animal, right, we talk about peros and yurakos like shein, right, the normal way of eating. So for we think of cows or horses walking around Rishus Rabim, right, and bending over and taking an apple or so. But this applies to any animal, really, is what the Gemara is trying to say. To any animal, the normal way of the animal acting, right, so that's, you know, that's what we're talking about over here. That's going to be shein. So daras v'achal pater, if he ate it in Rishus Rabim, the guy's going to be pater. Not because he shouldn't have watched it, like he's lacking in a shmira, but came into orchid the midras, since it's normal for an animal to jump on and something, have the commercial akla paris virakos. It's just like a cow ate some vegetables, right? The havele shame rishus rabim pater, and that's a case of shame rishus rabim, and then that case is pater. But taraf, but if the lion tore it apart, right? So then lav orchehu, right? That's not normal. That's already going to be karen. That's already yuchayev rishus rabim. Since that's a bit mishuna, that's going to be not normal. So then you're going to be chayev. The Gemara then asks the member of the treif lav orchehu. What? It's not normal for a lion to tear apart animals. What are you talking about? The pasuk says. Aside from, again, just whenever the Gemara very rarely right? We'll just say, look at a lion. This is what it does, right? It always, almost always, when the Gemara says, if this is not true, it usually will bring a pasuk, right? You don't need a pasuk. Right? If you just observe lions, right, in the wild, you don't need a pasuk to tell me the lion tears things apart, right? But this is a shkafa point that usually the Gemara, almost always, will bring a pasuk to prove its point, because that's how we learn truth, right? Something is true because the pasuk says so, not because, you know, we observe something once or twice. All right, so either way, you're trying to figure out what is normal for the animal to eat. Again, if it's normal, then it's a case of shein, which is going to be potter and shizer rabim. If it's abnormal, then it's going to be karen and shizer rabim, then you're going to be chayim. So the Gemara says, the member of the trefer lav orchayhu, is it not normal for the animal, for the a lion to tear apart, right, an animal? See, the pasuk says, aryeh torav bidei gorosav, that a lion tears apart animals for its kids, for its cubs. So the Gemara says, bishvil gorosav, yeah, ein echanami. Right, for the kids, for the cubs, but not if it's going to eat it itself. I have a mechanic lulavo. So it says it chokes out animals for its spouse, right? For the lion, what's a lion? A lioness, I guess, a female lion. So it is normal for it to do that. So it says no, bishvil lavo. So yeah, for the spouse, for the lioness, right? So then it's going to do that, but not for itself. Okay, if I'm a tariff chorav, doesn't the pasuk says it fills the place where it lives? It's chorav, it's chores, it's holes, the place where it lives with tariff, with torn up animals. So Gemara says, yeah, bishvil chorav, right? Apparently, that's how it likes to decorate. Okay, umon osav trefa, and the place where it lives, it also you have trefas. So Gemara says again, bishvil umon osav, right? That's, you know, for it to take home, but it doesn't mean necessarily that it would tear up what it would eat, and therefore daras v'achal is going to be normal, but taraf v'achal is going to be chayev because that's going to be karen and going to be pay even rishus or rabin. Tanya, I didn't learn the brisa v'chein chaya sheniknas alachater anizak right trefa tarfa behema v'achla basar right mshalim nezik shalim right. The brisa says that if a wild animal goes into the chater anizak, right, the property of the guy who got damaged, right, if it tore up a sheep or whatever and ate it. Eat the meat. He's going to pay nezik shalim, right? That seems to include lions also. Again, that's a taraf, and it tore it apart. So that seems to be that it is normal. Right? If it was not normal, so then that would be karen. You pay chatzin nezik. So Gemara says, "Achumai eskinan shetorfa laniach." It tore it up to bring it somewhere else. Like we said, that is normal, and then you would pay nezik shalim in the rishus of the nezik. Gemara says, "I ha'achla katani," but the Bryce said it ate it. So what do you mean? That's normal if it's taking it away. He ate it there. So Gemara says, no, kishanim l'cha v'achla. Changed his mind, and then it ate it. So Gemara says, what? It's kind of a strange habamina, right? But now yadina, how would you know the lion changed his mind? And also Shmuel before, again, Shmuel, that's how we started, right? Shmuel said, right, aribish shisarabim, daras v'achal, right? Fourth line up top. Daras v'achal potter, taraf v'achal chayev. Maybe it also changed his mind. Right? How do you know? Maybe it changed his mind. How do you know? So Gemara says, no, I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, right? Let's dud in Katani. No, we're talking about two different situations. Shetarfala niach, if the animal tore it up, the lion tore it up to bring it somewhere else, right? So, odorsa v'achla, or it kind of jumped on it and ate it. So then, mishalem es nezek shalem. Both of those are the normal way for an animal, for a lion rather, right, to deal with other animals. In that case, both those scenarios you're going to pay, right, nezek shalem. Ravina Amar. Ravina says no. Kikamar Shmuel. When Shmuel says bari tarbus, right, completely different case. Shmuel's talking about a case where you had a lion tamer, right, and the lion is tame or it's trained or it's domesticated or whatever. Valib with Rabbi Lazar the Amar lav orche. And this is according to Rabbi Lazar, who says it's not normal, right, for the lion. Right, to do, for a lion who's been trained, right, to attack other animals. The Gemara says, "Well, yihachi afilu dorsa nami l'chayef." Well, if that's true, right, it's not normal for it to attack, and therefore it's supposed to karen should be chayef even if it jumped on an animal and ate it. So why would Shmuel say that the first thing is that right, doras v'achal potter? So the Gemara says, "Ela the Ravina lava Shmuel itmar." No, so what Ravina said was we're not talking to Shmuel. Right, again, what we just quoted, Kikamar Shmuel, Bari Tarbus, right, that's not talking about Shmuel. Right? Ela Masnisa. But we're talking about the Brisa. Again, the Brisa that we just quoted, that if it goes through Shisan Izak, right, then it's going to be Chayev Nezek Shalim. That's when Ravina said, in that case, that's Kitani Masnisa and Bari Tarbus. That's where we're talking about a lion, right, that's tamed. Right? Valiba the Rabbi Lazar, Damar La Borche, right, and that's going to Rabbi Lazar, who says it's not normal for a tame lion, right, to go, right, and to attack. Right, and therefore, it's going to be chayev nezek shalim, and there shows the nizak. Gemara says, one second, if you're telling me it's not normal, right, then you're telling me that it's karen, right? Karen is like a short tam, and that should pay chatzin nezek, right? Ihake chatzin nezek boy le shlume. What do you mean you should pay the whole thing? This Gemara says the oi, no, where the lion was a muad. I don't know, maybe not so tame, but the lion was a muad, and therefore, right, it should be you're going to pay nezek shalom. This Gemara says, yachi, if that's true, my height, kanele gabi told of the shein. Well, that price is a whole list of different things you're going to be chayav for shein. Right here, we're talking about, what are you talking about? You're interpreting the brisa now to be a case of Karen, where yes, it was a muad, therefore it's going to pay a nezek shalem. But God, we told it to Karen by the Misnei, should have listed this with other cases of Karen. Of course, this is Kasha in a Chanami, right? That is Taka, good Kasha. Okay, new Mishnah. Ma bein tam le muad. What is the difference between a tam and a muad? Right, that we're not asking, right, chati nezek, nezek shalem. Right, meaning what is the difference that's going to make something? Meaning not what is the difference, but what is? How do you phrase the shayla? I guess we could read the rest of the mission; it'll become clear. It's not saying right, chatzin nezek and nezek shalim. What are the other nafkaminas? What are the other nafkaminas between a tam and a muad and a chanami that you're going to pay half in by a tam and full by a muad? But what else is there? Right, but what in halachically between those two? Scoring says Ella shatam shalim chatzin nezek mi gufo. Again, this, we mentioned these concepts already, but a tam is going to pay chatzin nezek mi gufo, meaning from the animal, the value of the animal, meaning that you're going to limit any chatzin nezek payment, right, from the animal itself. If the animal is worth 100 and the damage it does is 500, right, so you're not going to have to pay half of the 500. You're not going to have to pay 250. You just have to pay the 100, right, from the animal. From the animal's value, okay. Muad, but by muad, mishalim nezek shalim min haliyah. You pay the full damages min haliyah, even from. We'll see what that means in a second. Right, even from outside of the animal's value. See, if it was 500 damage and the animal is worth 100, you have to pay right the full 500. So the Gemara says, my haliyah, what is that? So amir blazer meula shebin achasov. You have to pay the best property. That's idis, right? You have to pay the best property that you have. Again, above and beyond the value of the animal. And also the pasuk says, right, they buried Chizkio, right, with the best, right, of the burials of the kvarim, right, of David's family. Rami Abelazar b'Mala elu meulim shem b'mishpacha. I mean, they buried him with the best of the best real estate, not the best. I guess probably was anyway, but we're not talking about the best land, the best choicest plot. Where's the choicest plot? Right, my new David Shlomo. Right, we're talking about, right, we buried him with the tzaddikim, right, of Malchus based David. Vaygeru bekfurosav, or yeah, Asher kara lo beir David vayishkavu. What does that mean? My besam v'zonim, what is that referring to? Rabbi Elazar Amar, zini, the different types of fragrances of besam. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar, why do you call it that? Besam shakom arich behem barley dezima, it smells so good, right? Some sort of smell or perfume or whatever, besam, right, that could bring a person to inappropriate thoughts, to inappropriate actions, because it smells so good. Kikaru shuka lalachdini fakam tamnu l'raglai. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, right? Now that we talked about Rabbi Elazar, we're going to have another interpretation of a different pasuk. We're not necessarily related to this. The pasuk said Yirmiyahu was persecuted and killed by the people he prophesied for. So he said they dug a pit, right, and put these traps by my feet. Rabbi Elazar Amar shechashdu mizona, right? They're the chashash, right, that he was sleeping with a zona. And they kind of, they, meaning that's how they, Yirmiyahu was a Kohen, so they kind of like made fun of him like that, okay, which a Kohen is Asher by Zona. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar Shechashdu Meish Hashish, they thought, right, that he was with an Eish Hashish. So Vishlam al Manda Amar Shechashdu Mizona, makes sense that they were choshed him, that he was with a Zona, a prostitute, Dechtiv, as the Pazik says, Kishucha Mucha Zona, right, a Zona is a pit, right, so that's what he said, they threw me in a pit or whatever. Al Manda Amar Shechashdu Meish Hashish, right, my Shucha, what does it mean? Why does Yirmiyahu talk about a pit? Skumar says, what do you mean? An Ashes Ish who's sleeping around is also an Ashes Ish who's also sleeping around is also considered to be a halachic zona. So Gemara says, makes sense that they, when they were choshed for Ashes Ish, Hayin Dechtiv, because the pasuk says later, I think it's later, Right? They know, Hashem knows, right? They're planning on to killing me. Again, because Misa, right? Heishazish, right? If you say someone is Mizana with Heishazish, right? That's Chiyav Misa, right? Misa is based on. El Laman Damash Chashdumi Zona, Maila Maves, right? It's not an Isser, right? For Nisser Misa, for a Zona. Again, a Zona is a woman who's made herself promiscuous, but Lachora, right? You could get, Yisrael can get married to a Zona, and right? Again, hopefully they have a happy marriage, but it's not Isser, right? A Kohen is not allowed to marry, remember, we did that, if you remember, in Kiddushin, right? Yishazo Navachalala Yikachu. Zona, Cohen's not allowed to marry Zona. It's not going to be Chiyav Misa. Misa's based in. So what was he talking about? That they're trying to kill me. So he says, no, that's referring to Sheish Lichul the Bear Tit, where they threw him in a pit of clay or cement or whatever, some sort of pit that would kill him. So that is Lechora what they were talking about. Dar Shava, let's get to the two dots. My dichtiv wasn't when the pasuk says Yiyu Mechush Alim Vavecha Beis Apecha. So let's not have a stumbling block before you, right? Take care of them when you're angry. Amar Yirmiyahu LeHaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu said to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, Afilu B'Shasha Usin Tzedaka, right? Again, Yirmiyahu was so mad at Am Yisrael. He said, again, Lechora, they ignored him and they threatened to kill him, and they did kill him. Because he said, Afilu B'Shasha Usin Tzedaka, even if when they do Tzedaka, Hechshilim B'Bnei Adam She'enim Huganim Kedesh Lo Yikablu Oleim Sachar, right? Make them give Tzedaka to people who don't need tzedakah, so that they won't get a schar, they won't get a reward for giving tzedakah. Again, a person gets some sort of schar for giving tzedakah, but again, if because you're trying to do a good mitzvah, but the chora, right, the real mitzvah tzedakah is to give to people who actually need it. Okay, that's not a halachic shmuz on tzedakah right now. Either way, we'll hold it here and we'll go right to the halachic shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this. Let's have besoros tovos and Yeshua for Am Yisrael, Amen, Ken Yeratzen.